I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with Matt Deal. He's with the YMCA of Marquette County to find out more about what's happening over at the Y. Here's more on that with Matt Deal.
One of our most important programs I think that we've ever done is our water safety class, which is free for all third graders across Marquette County. So we have 3 days, Monday, April 21st, Tuesday, April 22nd, Wednesday, the 23rd. We're going to have four different locations for these free swimming lessons for all third graders. The NMU Peef Pool, the MAPS Pool, our YMCA Pool, and the Westwood High School Pool. Each day we'll focus on different scenarios, different activities, whether it be about learning about life jackets and rescue scenarios. And on Tuesday, we're hoping to hold the UP's largest swimming lesson. And like I said, free to all third graders. And one of the reasons why that's so important to us is because statistics show that if we do not teach our children by third grade to how to swim, then chances are they're never going to learn how to swim.
The one thing I notice is that with this particular event, you've got sponsorship and working together with Northern and with the Marquette Area Public Schools and whatnot, but you've got the Coast Guard, the Sheriff, the Fire Department. You've got a law enforcement and safety component to this as well.
Absolutely. You know, when we're out on the water, it's more than just about just having fun, right? We have to be safe. We live in a lakeside community. We live in a county where that's surrounded by lakes and everybody's got camps, and we just want to make sure that every kid has the opportunity to be safe out there and know what they're doing.
So how does one get involved with this particular endeavor if they have kids that are in the third grade or they want to find out more about it?
If you want to register your kid for the MAPS pool, the YMCA pool, or the Westwood High School pool, just please give the YMCA a call at 227-9622 and we'll take registrations over the phone. It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and we just want to make sure we have the correct ratios for those classes. So please sign up ahead of time.
Dates again for this are what?
Monday, April 21st, Tuesday, April 22nd, and Wednesday, April 23rd.
Sounds like a great program going on at the Y. Also, I know you've got a flyer there that is hopeful. It says spring is in the air. I don't know if you've got a aerobic workout in there with snow shoveling or anything like that, but
that might be false advertising. Yeah.
Spring programming is on the docket. What are some of the highlights at the Y?
You know, as always, we have highlighted. We have amazing swim lessons, whether that be your child is 6 months old or up to 13. We can get them in the pool, teach them how to swim. We have art classes, gymnastics, an awesome gymnastics program with some great instructors that go up to the ages of 10 years for participants. Karate and martial arts, you know, great discipline to learn for the kids. As far as sports are concerned, we have a great tennis instructor, and he helps with our Tennis Under 10 program, and these kids have so much fun doing that. And not to mention, we have volleyball as well.
You know, interestingly enough, it makes me think that, you know, maybe for a lot of people, they thought that the Y might be some place to bring the kids and let them just go, you know, run around in the gym, play basketball or something, and maybe work off a little bit of whatever they've got in their system so they sleep better at night. But, you know, at the Y now, you've really taken steps to get programming going that seems to be intended to develop good habits for health with the youth.
You know what? That's one of our key areas of focus is youth development. And we want to make sure that every kid who's in a YMCA class has the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. And that means so many different things, developmentally, socially, physically. We want our kids in our programs to know that they're in good hands and that they're going to grow together as a group.
How do people get a hold of the Y for more information?
Please give us a call at the Y, 227-9622, or check us out on the web at www.ymcamqt.org.
That's the comments of Matt Deal with the YMCA of Marquette County. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.